Gav with me, who is from the Narrogin Firefighter Service. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Al. Thanks for having us.
Mate, thanks for a couple of reasons. Number one, obviously doing what you do, we do appreciate, especially as we're starting to get into those warmer times now where, you know, will be happening fires, unfortunately. And also for donating to the bandana competition I had going on the Friday.
You
bought a couple for your kids. I do appreciate that. Now, something that I want to help you out with is Movember. Now, a bunch of you firefighters, how many have we got?
Yeah, there's five of us down there that are doing it. Obviously, we've got a crew of others that will support us through that.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be growing Mows.
Yeah, we're going to grow Mows, which is a bit weird for us because normally we have to be clean shaven for our job, but we're allowed to grow just a little bit of hair under our noses there and before our top lip.
Because you guys have like the breathing thing and you can't have any facial hair on there at all because it actually blocks it and it lets like the smoke come in there if it has that hair there, right?
Yeah.
It's the only reason why I couldn't be a firefighter. That and every other reason. But you can grow a mo, but you can't do handlebars or anything like that. Like a little, like stops pretty much as the mouth opens.
Yeah, there's a few of us who aren't breathing apparatus qualified and they could probably grow bigger ones.
Yep.
But even we wear a full face mask during bushfire season as well. So we're kind of a little bit limited we grow, but some of us are even going to struggle to grow that. So
how do you normally go? Could you grow a thick mo, you reckon?
I tell you what, it grows all right on the side. My hair grows ginger on the edges.
It's
you know, brown hair on top, but it goes ginger on the edges. Yeah. But the top lip's a bit slower, so we'll see how we go. I've sort of, you know, been shaving a couple times a day just to make, you know, encourage growth.
To encourage it, just keep poking at it and whatnot.
Hard preparation, you know, pulling it out.
If people want to help you out, how can they do so? Where can they donate?
Yeah, they can go straight to the Movember page. Obviously, Google that Movember or movember.com.au. Mm-hmm. Or through the Narrogin Volunteer Fire and Rescue Services page, we have our team there, Narrogin Fireys.
Yep.
So you can look us up at the Movember page, look up Narrogin Fireys, or go to their Facebook page for our brigade, and it's there. And obviously, we'll share it to your page as well.
Absolutely. And everyone should be following your page anyway. Not only do you like keep it relevant, but you've also got like stuff on there that people probably do need to know when things are happening around town, like even when the smoke warnings, you had a bit of a burn off or something like that. People go, oh, where's the smoke coming from? You've told us on those pages.
Even this last weekend, you know, we at station, we have a big house there. We fill full of smoke and we're practicing a breathing apparatus in there. It's just handy to know that, hey, they're doing a training exercise. You don't have to ring anyone. It's not on fire. It's all good. And those sorts of things. And we try to share, like, you know, prohibitive burning times and all that sort of stuff just to help everyone out.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with Movember and you can begin growing your mo.
Yeah, thanks, mate.